your mercy never fails me. And all my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to a beautiful, beautiful day. Yep, it's Saturday and it is a great day. All right, so yep, welcome to the power of meditation. So I believe the series has been very helpful. I believe it's been very enlightening. I believe it's been very, what now, empowering? Yes, I believe that because the Word of God is powerful, and then the Word of God infuses us with strength. Don't forget, Paul wrote to the Ephesians church, all right, the church in Ephesus, in Ephesians chapter 6 and the 10th verse, he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So how am I going to do that? You have to get God's word, you have to pray in the Holy Ghost, you have to charge yourself up to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, all right? Because very many things would face us each and every day. Very many things we need to deal with. Very many things, all right, seasonally. There are things our faith needs to rise against. Our faith needs to go against. And then our faith would not be well developed or well strengthened, all right, if we don't feed our faith the way we ought to, all right? Just feed ourselves again and again, right, with the Word of God. That reduces doubt, it reduces unbelief, it allows our faith to be pure, you know, to be in its pure and strong form, all right? So by feeding on God's Word, by praying in the Holy Ghost, you know, and then put your faith to work, right? You see your faith rise again and again because your faith is not weak. You think it is weak. It's because, like as we're talking about weeding, it's you allow a lot of things like doubt and unbelief and, you know, fear and all that. The more you open the door to those things, you're contaminating your own faith. All right, fear tolerated is faith contaminated. So stop allowing things. So how do you do that? You block the gate, the eye gate, the ear gate, the mouth gate. You can't keep wanting to think divine health and healing, and all you move around with is information about sickness and disease and who died and who didn't die and who almost died and who forgot to die. You know, so you can't just, you know, do that. So 1 minute you feed yourself with faith, but the next like 10 lines you feed yourself with doubt. Oh, this is what the news says, this is what the newspaper is saying, this is what, you know, the blogs are saying. No, you choose what you want to feed on. What you feed on is important, all right? Proverbs 4, all right, says in verse 20, my son, attend to my words, all right? So if you pay attention to God's word, it means you're not paying attention to something else. Right, it says, incline your ears to my saying. To incline means to tilt. We've mentioned that on this series before. To tilt. So if you're tilting your ears to what God is saying, it means you're tilting your ears away from what men are saying. So please understand that, all right? So we've looked at the fact that meditation means to mutter and to ponder. Meditation, according to God's word, is not this whole Eastern practice, yoga. You know, you fold your legs, you bend your arms and go, you know. So, meditation in God's word is simple. It is simple. Yes, because the mind might not have been trained to focus on some thought, all right, for a very, very long time. You know, you feel like, okay, my mind is always dancing around. My thoughts are fuzzy. You know, I'm not staying well. So, the price we pay here, yeah, it's a price of attention, all right? But it's simple, all right? What's the position for meditation? Find what's comfortable. You could meditate while working. You could meditate while, you know, doing dishes. It's basically keeping the word in your mouth, all right? And thinking about, you don't have to now go deep in thought. Then you now get back and like, oh, wow, I'm at the office. I forgot. No, you could say it. You say it. So, because sometimes, you know, we could think, oh, I must have to resign from my work. You know, I have to shut down my business to give time to meditation. Yes, there might now be, you know, the seasons of the day, morning, you know, midday or nighttime, where you want to shut your eyes, you know, and then focus a lot more on what you're saying. But meditation is as simple as talk the word. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Talk the word. Yep, talk the word. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You got that? This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Talk the word. All right? You meditate therein day and night. And we've said day and night is not morning time, night time. Day and night. All right? For the Jew, day is 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Night is 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. All right? So day and night. So it means during the day, during the night time. During the day, during the night time. During the day, during the night time. So if that's what I'm supposed to do, then do it. Do it. If that's what you're supposed to do, do it. You got that? Stay with the word. Stay on the word. Meditate on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this series that we've had so far. It's been helpful. Yeah, it's really, really been helpful. All right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, because we see the fruit of it. We see. Thank you. Thank you, because someone out there is encouraged to keep going. Somebody out there is encouraged to, you know, to put your word again and again in the heart, again and again. Thank you, Father. Thank you, because our hearts, you've made our hearts to be super receptive to your word. You've made our hearts to know what to do when the word gets in. Thank you, for your word is a precious seed. The seed that determines our lives, that changes our destinies. Thank you, Father, for your precious word. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. Yeah, I just thought we needed to do that. Someone out there, you know, needs that comfort, that encouragement, you know, that assurance. Listen, God's word works, all right? Right, God's word is God's word. It doesn't need our effort to make anything happen. All we need to do is cooperate with the word of God. All right, to allow us again, get to Matthew chapter, 13. Matthew 13. Are you there? Matthew chapter 13, 35th verse. Did I say 35th? No. Matthew 12, 35th verse. Matthew 12, all right, and the 35th verse of Matthew 12. A good man, a good lady, a good young man, a good woman, a good boy, a good girl. A good man, out of the good treasure of the heart, brings forth good things. An evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth evil things. This shows us that a bad person could become good, a good person could become bad. Now, I'm not talking within the context of getting born again. I'm saying, you know, I'm talking from the context of reprogramming, all right? Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, all right? To get born again, what you do is Romans, you know, 10 from 8 to 10, you believe in your heart and confess Jesus, you know, believe in your heart that he died, rose again, confess Him as Lord of your life. All right, so that's getting born again. This here is a principle of reprogramming. You can alter your genetic code, as it were. You can rewrite your system. You can rewrite your life. If you feel like a failure all through life, rewrite it. Please rewrite it. You know, let me say this, and this will help somebody. All right? There's something called the law of the inner image. The law of the inner image. You find that very many times, you know, maybe you find someone praying, all right? Praying for finances, and the money doesn't seem to be forthcoming for weeks, for months, for nothing seems to ever happen. Sometimes it's not because a prayer in itself might be wrong, but there's an image. There's an image. You find a young person, you know, in school. Oh, Lord, I want to have an A. Oh, and the person's working. I want to have an A. And then the person gets a C. Sometimes it's not because there's something somewhere wrong, some people somewhere. It could be there's an inner image, a capital letter C, written, the person has written somewhere, you know. It's like some people have money and then the money just seems to run away. Now, yes, we might, you know, have one or two spiritual explanations for that. But I'm saying you can, listen, no matter what it is, and get this one. No matter the source of it, even the devil. Guys, this is so powerful. The issue is, are we all willing to give attention to it? This is powerful. Genesis 11:6 that we read a few days ago, God Himself said, nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Listen to that. God Himself said. All right, so if God said it, it means the devil can't do anything about it. All right? It means witchcraft can't do anything about it. God said, nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. But the trick here is this, and I've been, you know, guilty of that, you know. The trick here is this. God, when they were building the Tower of Babel, said nothing they want to do will be stopped. Okay, nothing will be restrained from them. Genesis 11:6. Nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. So what God did was to break their union, therefore break the power of communication, which affected their vision, which affected their imagination. Because they came together to share a vision. So they came in unity. They were united. And unity in itself is a force. Okay? Then in their union, they came up with an idea, an imagination. So they had the power of unity. All right? They had the power of solid communication. They had the power of vision and imagination. Guys, these people were unstoppable. God said it. Nothing will be restrained. So God could not stop the imagination. What God did was to break their flow, break their union, break their communication. The enemy cannot stop this force. But what he would do is get us lazy, get us tired, get us inconsistent. So he breaks the flow. And then in breaking the flow, he breaks it. It's like the enemy knows, oh, if she prays about that thing, this is going to work. So I'm going to, you know, have to, you know, discourage her from praying. Make her not feel like praying. Make her so inconsistent. Make her feel tired. That prayer doesn't work. I'm going to send a few materials around that. Make her feel, why are you praying nowadays? You know, and then so it's because the devil, the power he has is deception. So he would endeavor to deceive. Make you tired. Make you entertained. And you just forget, you know, or you know, just have this comfort zone kind of life, you know. Don't forget, listen, this is powerful. Are you getting this? You remember the parable of the sower, right? Which is, I mean, where we've been at. Jesus said the sower sows the word, all right? And then the heart is the ground. You remember the third category? Sown among thorns. This thing was growing. The fruit was growing. The tree, whatever it was that was planted, was growing. But Jesus said the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches. Are you getting that now? Cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, and the lust for other things entering in, choke it. So those are some of the maneuvers of the enemy. You just start, you know, worrying. And once you worry, you don't give attention to meditation like you should. You start also sometimes thinking you can meet your needs by your own self. And then you really don't need God's word. Why should I sit to the word? And you're not telling yourself, why should I sit to the word for me? You're not saying that. You feel that so like blasphemous to say. But just feel, I'll do it later. Let me quickly solve this one. I'll do it later. Let me quickly, you know, so those very nice ways of just not doing the word. And I know we've all been there. I mean, I can raise my hands and legs and borrow like as many hands and legs I could find to raise and say, hey, count me in. So we've got to understand the devil's devices. We have to see his tricks. This is powerful. All right. 2007, I was in the city of Ijebode. Church, you know, began in 2007. Of course, I started meditating. The Lord had started reminding me about power meditation from 2006. But 2007, we started church. We had 7 members. You know, one finally kicked off. 7 that we could count. For some, like 3 said after that service that, okay, they would also be a part of it. So we could say 10 at the end of the day. But 7 when service was on into the end of service. All right. So 3 much later after the service and said, okay, they would endeavor to come around later. Now, for 6 months, we didn't go beyond 20 people in attendance. Now, 6 months is a very, 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 very long time. That's like January, February, down to August. You'd almost wonder what's going on. So you have 15 people today, maybe 9 people come next Sunday. You're like, oh, 9 plus. No, it doesn't work that way. You know, it didn't work that way. You find that you have 9 people. Well, I mean, like 10 people from the 15 traveled. So it was 9 plus like a 5 that got you a 14. So that kept on going on. There were days of 4. There were days of, I mean, but every single day, God enabled me to stay with the word. And what was I meditating on? Proverbs chapter 10, 22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and adds no sorrow. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and adds no sorrow. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and adds no sorrow. And thank God there was focus. It was a young church. Most of the guys I had were students. You know, I think all of them were even students at that particular point in time. So, hey, I was free morning till evening. I mean, 2006, there was no social media. All right. I think I got on Facebook like 2008 or 7. No, that was 2007. So maybe I got on Facebook like 2008, maybe 9, one of the two. You know, so, and then our phones were not enabled with all this stuff. So you were focused. One, you know, you give it attention. I did that 6 months. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, you're meditating on. The code was being rewritten. I mean, I've been told in Ijebode, churches don't really grow. All right? In Ijebode, this goes on. I mean, in Ijebode, you need a higher power, you know, and a whole lot and a whole lot of that. But we stayed with the word. By the 6th month, we hit 20, 30. 7th month, we entered 40. By the 12th month, we had 100 people in attendance. Before 2 years of church, we were almost 200 people in attendance. How did it happen? Because the blessing of the Lord makes rich. The blessing doesn't make excuses. It makes rich. The blessing meets you where you are, picks you to a higher level. Glory to God. But are we willing to plant it, water it? It would always have increased. It's a law. Paul plant, Apollos watered, God gives. It's the law of increase. Plant water, God blesses it. It is his word. So please be assured, if it's about health, if it's on who to marry, nobody's coming. Relax, child of God. Relax. Take. I've waited for the last 5 years. You won't wait another 5 years if you do this, if you do the word. You would not wait. Pick the word. You reduce the prayer meetings. You might even reduce the number of places you're going to where they lay hands on you to get a spouse. While I believe in that, I'm saying you could move into desperation. So they lay hands on you here. Oh, let's go find that program there. Then they lay hands on you there and they call you out again. You're here. You think you're ready for marriage. Come on. Then go. And then they congratulate you. Nothing happened. You could tire yourself out. Listen, even when it comes to healing, right? If there's nobody to pray for you and you stay with the word, you will by every means get healed. You will. Listen, God cannot stop the process. God cannot deny this. God cannot say it can't happen. No, because God created this and God made it to work. Do you understand that? So I've seen this work. All right. I remember, was it like 2009? Even when I'd now slowed down a little bit, you know, but maybe a whole lot more self, all right, on the intensity, the growth kept on bubbling. I've seen that and I've seen in a few other things. So we've got to remind ourselves, a good man out of the good treasure, baby, spouse, job, fulfilled life planted. There are 66 bags of seeds in God's word. Find them. Find verses. They don't have to be too many. Psalm 23 is a favorite. I mean, John chapter 5, 24 ends by saying you have passed from death to life. What is death? Anything evil. Sickness and weakness and barrenness. And I mean, make a list of everything. Premature death, you know, theft. Everything evil is death. Everything good is life. I've passed from here. You might have to play on it, borrow paper, write it and, you know, scribble, cancel death, move into life. It's all part of meditation and you're doing it every day. Oh, but I did it 1 month. I didn't get the answer. The word of God is growing. It's sharper than any treasure. It's powerful all by itself. A good man, a good boy, girl, lady, woman, out of the good treasure of his or her heart will bring forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure will bring forth evil things. You are that good person. Feel good stuff into your heart, please. So chapter 13 again, the 15th verse. All right, for it says, for these people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Watch this. Lest at any time, glory to God, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, should understand with their heart, and would be converted. Then I have to heal them. It cannot be stopped. Once you see, not see like the first day you read it or you've seen, no. It's see the process, let it not depart from your eyes. You're seeing with your eyes, your eyes catch the fire now. Don't forget what Paul prayed in Ephesians chapter 1, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. So there's a seeing because I'm reading, but there's a seeing that, hey, I now see, kaya, ya, 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 prosperity is mine. Let them shout for joy that favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually, the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his people. So you never have to pray, oh God, is it your will for me to pray? No, you know. Every day you say, glory to God, I'm rich. Glory to God, I'm blessed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Did you get that? Oh, it's exciting. But we got to keep going, so we got to close. All right. So he said, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, all right? And they should understand with their heart and be converted, and I should heal them. So when you hit the process, it happens. You get this now. And yesterday we entered into the story of Abraham, and it is a classic story. God changed Abraham's name. God changed Abraham's name. You say, yeah, I know. Yes, you know, but you need to understand what God did. God, by changing Abraham's name, changed Abraham's meditation, changed Abraham's confession. All right? God had already told him about the stars. God had already told him about the sand. So the final thing was, this man needs to say it more. This man needs to hear it more. In Genesis 14, we see the story, you know, where Abraham had to go deliver Lot and the king of Sodom and all that. He had 318 trained soldiers that were born in his house. So if they were born in his house, then papa and mama were in the house. 318 plus papa and mama. And we were talking about already like 1,000 people. And then there were those that were not soldiers. They would have had wives and all. So over 1,000 people were in the house. So imagine Papa Abraham coming up and saying, guys, I got an announcement, all right? Henceforth, do not call me Abraham, call me Abraham. What did I say? Abraham. All right, and throughout the day, whoever needs to talk to him, Abraham, 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 Abraham. What's going on? He's hearing it, 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 hearing it. He's saying it, he's hearing it, he's saying it. Whatever goes through your mouth, I mean, comes out of your mouth, goes through your ears, because you hear what you say. All right, you have an outer ear, you have an inner ear. You hear yourself with the inner ear. That's why the first time you play the tape and you heard your voice felt, no, that's not me, that's not me. That's because the first time you really like heard yourself. All right? So when you speak, it goes to your heart. It's finding its way. When you see, it forms image. When you speak, it forms images. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're getting this, right? It forms the images. It forms the images. It forms the images. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And that's what God did to Abraham. So Abraham moved his picture, mental picture, from just being an exalted father to being a father of many nations. Listen, meditate. Oh, but you've waited for this issue for a while. You've waited for... Meditate. Pick an hour if you can. And you can. Pick that time. Please. Meditate. Take 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 50 minutes. Take the time. 2 hours if you have to. All right, someone says, oh, it's tumor. You know, it's a cyst. Oh, it's this, it's that. Meditate till the thing neutralizes you. And listen, you can be meditating and confessing and speaking in tongues and fire that thing out every single day. I mean, you're blasting tongues, you're speaking the word, you're picturing the word, you come back again, Kai, you're blasting, calabasa. You fire that thing out of your system. But what we do is, you know, you speak the word like 10 minutes, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, then you turn on the TV, then you sit with your phone for like another 5 hours. No, you need to remove the weeds. We many times are even the ones bringing the weeds in. You know you have something to work on, face it. Reduce the weeds. Face it. Reduce the weeds. The doctor's already told you the complication. You now don't browse and browse and browse and browse and browse and browse and browse. No, you don't keep doing that. Huh? You start reading, oh, this doctor said it's impossible. There are only 3 cases in Nigeria that have been ever sorted. You know, even overseas, there are only 15 cases. The rest are bad. And then you tell yourself a whole lot of that. And then you come back and say, nothing's impossible with God. Nothing's impossible with God. Then you go back in and read and read and browse and hear stories and hear ugly tales. Come on, child of God. Choose what you want to do. Please. Proverbs, Romans chapter 4. Excuse me. Romans chapter 4 says verse 18. Abraham, against hope, believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. According to what was spoken to him, so shall your seed be. And being not weak in faith. All right, he considered not his own body now dead, neither when he was about 100 years old. And that's when God changed his name. Don't forget this. Considered his own body now dead, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. 21, and being fully persuaded that what God promised, God was able to perform. Where did the persuasion come from? He kept on saying and hearing his name. God changed Abraham's name when he was 99, guys. And then his child came at 100. How did it happen? It means meditation took him 3 months. Because a baby needs about 9 months, all right? In the womb. So his name changed at 99. And then by 100, the baby shows up. That means within 3 months of every day hearing his name, saying his name, thinking his new name, thinking his new image, something happened to him. Sarah thinking her new name, something happened. Hebrews 11:11 says, by faith, Sarah received strength to conceive. How does faith come? She heard what God said. And she acted on it. All right? Faith is our response to God's word. You hear, you do. Praise God, praise God. I believe this has been very, 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 very helpful to somebody, right? All right, so you could please send in questions and comments and just let me know, right? Let me know how you're doing. Let me know what you've learned. So please, quick announcement. Number one, from next week, it will be Monday to Friday, all right? Just Monday to Friday next week, Monday to Friday. Good news also, we're spreading our tentacles. We're currently, all right, on Google Podcasts and a few others, but we would announce them properly as a new week rolls in, all right? So, but good news, okay? So for those of you who might not need to download the Spreaker, you know, app, and you're already on Google, all right? So, hey, glory to God. If you're on Spotify, glory to God. Money Faith Boost is on Google. We're on Spotify. All right, so we're currently, as we're live here, we're live there, but we'll make the announcement. We want to stabilize a number of things we're doing, but good news. So Monday through Friday, we're spreading our tentacles. And please, tomorrow evening, 5 p.m. Nigerian time, the Influence of the Spirit will be live on Instagram, live on YouTube. We believe also to stream, you know, to Facebook. All the link from YouTube will be on Facebook, and then we're working also on being here, all right? So we're not working from like we did the other times, but we're working on, you know, gadgets being available for it to happen. But listen, it is 45 minutes of solid teaching, just 45 minutes, and this will now be every Sunday. So you could get like over 2 hours of word, but now it's 45 minutes every Sunday, 5 p.m. to 5:45. Don't you just love this? God's word, it will be awesome. So please follow me on social media, Lanre Rex on Osanya. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all right, and lionrexionalsenior.com. Please, please, and please, all right, let's just have a great time. Thank you for always being here. Thank you for always listening in live or later. We appreciate your followership. Please keep following. Follow us right here too. And keep meditating. You make your way prosperous. Everything concerning you flourishes and your life is as colorful as God ordained it to be. Love you. Keep flying. Bye.